Welcome to the No BS with CS podcast, and this is episode 2. And this podcast will be about putting things in place so that you can grow at an accelerated speed. So, I went on a run this morning, and what I tend to do is I try and go for a run at least once a week, and then I kind of mix it up the rest of the week. I'll do burpees, home workout, or the gym. So then I like to think that I've got a rounded kind of training regime. And so yeah, run once a week. And today was the day, Monday morning, and it was a nice day, a nice start of the day. And my usual kind of setup is that I'll go to Cardiff Bay, because there's no cars, there's no roads you have to run on. It's all like cycle path, walk path, and like a barrage. So what I tend to do is I'll go for a, I put the music in the AirPods, loud music, that hypes me up, and then I go for a 2 mile run. And then what I do is I go to a nearby shop, grab a drink, maybe grab a snack occasionally, and then I walk back the 2 miles, and I put a podcast in on the way back. And of course I have the endorphins then from the run, which makes me feel amazing. I obviously have the positive vibes. I feel great because I've just run 2 miles. And you might think, oh, some people might think 2 miles is far, some people might think it's not far at all. But what I tend to do is, because I know it's going to be 2 miles, I push myself even further every time, try and beat my time. So yeah, I always finish those 2 miles and I'm exhausted. And yeah, so I feel great. I walk back and I put a podcast in, and it just gives me inspiration and motivation. So if you need a bit of motivation, I do recommend trying something like that. But anyway, so I'm listening to a podcast, and the podcast is called the High Performance Podcast, and they were interviewing a guy known as Ben Francis, who is the co-founder of Gymshark. And yeah, as the co-founder of Gymshark, of course everybody knows, one of the biggest activewear gymwear brands in the world, one of the fastest growing, and he was saying that some of the struggles he's had along his journey is that he struggles with public speaking and kind of the media, and so he says he overthinks things and he just, you know, gets anxious about it. But obviously he's a lot better now, and you can kind of see that when you look at some of his previous videos versus his podcast now. He's very self assured and more confident now. But it kind of made me think that I'm on a similar journey, in the sense that I'm terrible at public speaking as well. I get really anxious with it. Anybody who knows me knows that one-on-one I'm a confident guy, an happy guy, but when it comes to being in the company of multiple people, or having to speak in front of multiple people, then I kind of keep quiet, stick to myself. And it's a weakness of mine. And of course, as it sounds to me, it was a weakness of Ben's as well. But when you aspire to grow a business and be successful, or even aspire to maybe, you know, get to a high point in a company such as the chief executive officer, or, you know, a manager and so on, then you need to be confident in the sense that you can manage a team and you can stand up in front of people and guide them, manage them, speak to them confidently. And of course, on my business journey at the moment, it's just me. But in the future, I do intend on having a team and managing people. So, you know, there's something that it's always been there, but I've always thought that with age, it will just come to me. I will just naturally grow into myself, be more confident, and I can speak in front of anybody. But, you know, it seems to be, at the moment, I'm not sure whether I believe in that, because it's a super slow kind of method. And what I've kind of realized is, because I was listening to another podcast last week, and it was Ed Milette, and he was saying as well that he also used to be super nervous about speaking in front of people, anxious about it, and it's something that he's developed by actually going to public speaking events, because now he's known as like a world-renowned public speaker, motivational coach, inspiring kind of guy. And yeah, when you listen to his podcast now, or when you listen to him on stage, he is so confident, and he delivers speech so well. But he was saying that in his first speech or his first kind of event where he spoke at, he said he was so nervous that he left and he just felt disappointed in himself. But of course, he's kind of put things in place along the way to improve. And the same has happened with Ben Francis of Gymshark as well. He's what he said, he went to an event and he bumped into a man that introduced himself and said, I'm the public speaking coach. And of course, usually he would just say, you know, nice to meet you and move on. But the fact that he was self-aware enough to know that he had a weakness in public speaking, he hired this man. And now he is much, you know, in a much better position. And so this kind of leads me to the whole purpose of this thought that I'm rambling, is that I've realized that I need to develop these skills to move forward in my business. Hence why I'm currently doing this podcast, because I know I need to improve on my communication skills. I want to start interviewing guests, and again, that's going to be tough. I should be okay one-to-one, but I'm developing those communication skills. Same with YouTube videos. So eventually I will want to introduce YouTube videos where I obviously not just speaking to the camera, but maybe even speaking to a number of different people on a podcast that's recorded on a video as well. But that's one reason why it's kind of front of mind for me at the moment, that I know I need to improve my public speaking skills. In addition to that, there's another thing that, and it's a big thing, that kind of brings this thought process to mind, is I have a wedding coming up in October and I'm getting married to my fiance, Laura. So I know that I have to deliver a speech in the wedding, and that, you know, at times I thought about it and it makes me really nervous just to think about it. I can feel my heart rate increasing when I think about it. At the moment, I'm not too bad, but occasionally, you know, I could be lying in bed at night, wake up suddenly, or, you know, just about to go to sleep, and I start thinking about it, and I can just feel my heart rate goes up, and then I can't sleep for a bit. There's a time I remember going to the gym, I was on the treadmill, and it just crossed my mind, and of course, I just started getting, like, the butterflies. And, yeah, so I know that when I have to deliver the speech, I want it to be successful. I want it to be a good speech. I want to not just deliver it well for my friends and my family, but also deliver it well for myself. And given the fact that I know that that is set in stone, I have now put things in place where I have to act, because I know that there's a deadline. So what I've done over the last week is I've signed up for about 5 public speaking events, some virtual, one is in person. So far, I've attended 2. I have another 3 set up for the rest of the month, and I'm going to try and get 3 a week. But we'll see if I can get that many, because, you know, it's a struggle at the moment. There's not that many are in my area, and I have to contact the kind of event organizer online to see if I can attend, because they're kind of location based. But aside from that, I've put myself in these positions where I feel super uncomfortable at the moment. And actually, last week when I was on these 2 calls, both times we were going over like impromptu kind of subjects where you can't can't do the research in advance for those questions, and so you're on the spot. And in addition to that, you've got another like 15 people on the call where they're looking at you and you have to answer this question in front of them. And so, of course, it causes a bit of anxiety, but at the same time, it will help me develop the same skills that I need to learn for like Q&As in business, or, you know, or just public speaking in general. So, yeah, I mean, I get super nervous on these calls. And, you know, when I was actually organizing it, when I was actually going through the website and deciding which ones I could attend, I almost didn't do it. I was procrastinating for ages. But I've written it down, and I know there's got to be done. And the reason that I'm doing it is because I know that there's a deadline, which is my wedding. And of course, at the same time, I'm rolling out these podcasts. I'm rolling out like the YouTube stuff as well. And I will be doing a lot more of that over the coming weeks. And so I'm hoping that all of this tied together will force me to become a better public speaker and a better communicator. So, you know, basically self-development on overdrive. And this is kind of what I'm getting at. And probably should have mentioned it at the start of the podcast, but I believe that, and I'm starting to realize it more now, that I believe that if we set or put things in place that puts pressure on us, then we have to act. Otherwise, we're not being true to ourselves. So if you're nervous about something, but you know it has to be done, then you're not just going to, or at least a lot of people, you know, the most successful people in the world, for example, Ben Francis or Ed Milet, not just going to sit back and say, oh, well, I just have to be nervous for it. They're going to say, no, I want to get rid of those nerves and I want to deliver it, you know, whatever that is, successfully. So it's crossed my mind that, you know, now that I've got this speech and the wedding set in stone, that I have to put these things in place now so that I act immediately, so that I am better and perform better. And so, yeah, it's just one of those things that kind of crossed my mind, and I thought to myself, why don't I do this on a more regular basis? Why don't I set and put these things in place, say every month, every 3 months, depending on the size of these, you know, particular kind of goals or targets. So it just made me think, you know, what if I wanted to kind of, it doesn't even have to revolve around business. It could be a fitness goal, it could be a health goal, it could be like a hobby or something I enjoy or something that I want to learn. You know, or if I want to learn kind of a martial arts and get a certain belt by a certain time. What if I want to learn rock climbing? What if I want to learn how to surf? Then, you know, I could just say, yeah, okay, I want to learn how to surf by this date. But I think if you kind of put something in place, such as, you know, arrange something where there's other people involved and it's not just on you, that you have to deliver for those people as well, then that creates like an enormous amount of stress, at least for me. And therefore, I have to make sure that I deliver on the day, and that means that I have to put the effort in quickly. And therefore, that results in accelerated growth at the end of that. So, yeah, I mean, I just thought that I'd cover this in this podcast. I mean, for anybody listening, you might have certain goals, you know, just rattle one off the top of my head. I mean, what if you wanted to, you said to yourself, I'm fed up in my job and I want to start a business. But I know that it could take time to get out of the job. And believe you me, it took me 8 years. Actually, it took me more, but I was in a job for 8 years up until last year, until I was able to take the leap of faith with my business. And it can take time. But if you were to put these things in place, then you could potentially reach it a lot quicker, if that is your goal. I mean, for example, then you want to start a business and you're a bit of a designer, you like art, you're very creative. Well, the first thing that would come to my mind is, you know, maybe you should set up a design business where you design logos, graphics for website, for brands, for products, for packaging, for businesses. And you think, well, how will I learn these things? Well, force yourself into a position where you have to learn, and then you'll feel that stress. So, I mean, you could, in theory, reach out to 5 to 10 business owners and say to them, I would like to design you a new logo or a new website or a new banner or, you know, your social media content. I'll do this for free and it will be delivered in a month. And all I ask for in return is a good testimonial and maybe a referral. And, you know, they may say yes, they may say no, but if they do say yes to, you know, free creatives, free design work, then you have to learn in that month's time how you're going to create them and how you're going to deliver them. So you forced yourself at that point. Whereas if you just said to yourself, yeah, I'm going to learn, you probably would spread that over 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And you may not even ever get to a point where you get to start this business because of procrastination, because of you feel like it was imposter syndrome. So yeah, that's just kind of a one example. I guess another example could be, say you can't swim and you want to learn how to swim. Most of the time you just think, oh well, I'll learn one day. But you may not, and the years will go by, and then of course, next thing you know, you're 60 years of age and you can't swim. I know it's rare, but there's people out there, you know, who can't swim. So what you should do in that instance would be to put something in place to force yourself. And what would that be? Well, maybe a swimming event, maybe a holiday with a pool. Therefore, you know, if you've got kids, you want to swim with the kids, you've just forced yourself into a position where you're going to have to take lessons to swim because you know you've got a holiday coming up. So, you know, do little examples like that. I think, obviously, I'm not an expert at this, but it's just something that I've kind of has come into my train of thought lately, and it's something I think I'm going to implement going forward in life, where, you know, I do a bit of journaling occasionally. I should do it daily, but it's kind of a habit I need to redevelop. But in my journals, I kind of write down a lot of this self-development, self-awareness stuff, where I think about what I can improve on. And yeah, I think going forward, this is how I should do it. And this is how anybody should do it. Because I honestly do think that that is a way of creating accelerated growth, personal growth. So yeah, that's pretty much my thoughts for this podcast. This was the third attempt, so hopefully this goes through. And if it does, then please leave a comment if you really like it. I'd love to know other people's opinions on this. And if you are feeling like you have a lot to learn, or you want to go into an area where you want to learn, then I do recommend forcing yourself to learn by putting something in place. So yeah, that's the No BS for CS podcast done for today. And stay tuned for the next episode, which will be about the things that motivate me. So that should be an interesting one for anybody who's interested in inspiration and motivation that will take them forward in business, in fitness, in health, or in anything in life that you want to progress with.